Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Pod podcast. Whatever that means.
Look, Bridge, you are back after being out of action with that back injury, doing a party trick that went wrong involving a broomstick. I know it sounds a little bit out there, but it happened.
Trying to tell the doctors and the nurses in the hospital, and you know what? Can I just say Dr. Nichols, Dr. Rob Nichols, God bless you. He was so embarrassed he couldn't even write down broom injury, so he wrote down parkour injury.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, broom injury's no
that's good. Training for Australian Ninja Warrior. That'd be good.
Yeah.
So when you did injure your back, word travelled quickly around the world that Bridge had hurt her back big time. The big names, the superstars right around the globe, they reacted. They reacted hard.
They did. A few of them obviously reacted in different ways, but we got this. This was Miley Cyrus, of course. Tennessee, US. This she released an album earlier this year, but when she found out, this is what Miley had to say.
And I do want to say she's fought for so long. And because I believe her when she says this is all she's ever done. She's given her life to make it better. And I want to be hopeful that she will step into, please, any way, anything you ever want to talk about. I would love to give you a key.
She's giving you a key.
She had the key to my medicine cabinet, obviously.
She was upset.
It hit her hard.
I think she's written a couple of songs too for her next album.
Really?
So we started. Miley, obviously, sending through a message.
God.
The fantastic humanitarian and multiple Golden Globe winner and Academy Award winner, Angelina Jolie, had this to say when she heard that you'd hurt your back.
She gave us that chance. Always make me feel really good. All the times I didn't get the job. And when I did, we would jump up and down and scream and yell like little girls. Above all, she was very clear that nothing would mean anything if I didn't live a life of use to others.
Yeah. That is exactly what I used to say to her when I didn't think she'd ever remember those words I told her.
She knows.
Well, she's good. She knows.
Oh, my God, this is just blowing
But your number one fan who took it the hardest.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No. Shocked for days and days, we know for a fact that he will be a future immortal. He's played for the Cowboys, Queensland and Australia.
He
was hit the hardest.
No.
Jonathan Thurston.
Got home, seen our physio. He's explained to me it's not good. I was still a bit numb when he was telling me about it. It's just frustrating and devastating. I didn't take anyone's calls that night. Just such a close mate. One of my best mates, that's all.
He was upset.
I'm so upset.
Are you all right? Don't get emotional.
He's happy you're back.
I'm so emotional.
But you're back now. Put it all behind you.
I'm so happy. Bridge and Spider. I love Vegemite. Speaking of breakfast, it is great. It's hard for me to say that because I always normally call it by a slang word. So it is difficult for me to say a Vegemite. But you know what I don't like?
You've lost me.
No, there's another way of saying it. It's okay.
That's right. You totally know. You just look at your face.
You
shut
do.
Up.
No,
so
I have no idea what
you
do.
So, but you know what annoys me?
Dimples are gone.
Is when stars come over here and they go, here, taste Vegemite, and they put a big smear of it on a Jats cracker or something. That's not how you do it.
Too thick?
You got to do it with butter on toast. That's Vegemite.
Who eats it on a Jats cracker?
I don't know.
Jats even.
Not
Jack's cracker.
The whole thing
poor
about...
Poor Jack.
Poor Jack. Don't worry.
I wonder why it was so strong.
Jack's cracker. Yeah, well, there you go. I'm sure there's some vitamin B there too. I don't know how happy it'd make you.
You'd have rosy cheeks.
You'd have rosy cheeks. What if Jack's cracker, and he went to the toilet and did a Promite scroll?
Father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
I'm always a brave man when the wife's 1,800 kilometres
yes,
away in Port Augusta.
Aren't you just?
With limited reception. But no, I just want... A part of my spray today is... And it's not just Cherie. And guys out there, you might agree, you might disagree. Wives and partners, you might as well. I don't know. But why do wives or partners always know? Like, I go to feed the fish. And Cherie's 1,800 kilometres away. She's been away all week. Mm. As I'm walking to feed the fish, she'll send a text. Don't forget to feed the fish. It's like, I'm about to do that. Put the dishes in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
She sends a text. And it's like, hang on. The dishes have been there for like 5 minutes.
Yes.
And it's like, how do they always know? Put my car into the garage.
Wow.
How does she know it's sitting in the driveway? How, like, they just know, like, don't wash towels and jumpers. And it's like, oh.
Don't.
I know, but I just did. So why does she, how do they always know? And then yesterday, of course, and don't forget, don't wash colours with my whites.
No.
How did she know?
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, oh my
things
God.
Come out pink.
Whoops.
But how do wives know?
It's that intuition thing. It's that thing because even with us, the
Every
three
time.
Of us. Yeah, but we work so closely together that we even have to, seriously, we always go to text each other at the same time or it's just that kind of thing that when you work so closely with each other, you live so closely that you just know.
But every time you're about to do something and she will text and she knows exactly what's going on.
Is it because you do it wrong often?
Well, yes, I'd say
so. I don't know. The only thing I know is we need new emojis. Because I can only send that middle finger so many times.
Oh, come on.
You've been sprayed by Spider. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.